Let me play this. We'll break, and then a special Fly Jams Friday will begin.
When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Yeah. Hey, if you want to text in a fly jam, we can get it in for you next week. But we're not taking instant requests this week because DJ Shagru is out of town. DJ Longfellow is here. Esmeralda the Heart Melda was just flying down the hallway, spinning on her skull, cardboard everywhere. Did you say hello to Boogaloo Shrimp on your way down the hallway?
We exchanged glances.
All right. Yes. Viggity Viggity Vic is in the newsroom, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. A special Fly Jams Friday, we're going to feature the number one fly jam from each year between 1960 and 2000. So it's going to be a fun one. And if you were born between 1960 and 2000, this morning you'll find out what the number one fly jam was the year of your birth.
Oh, I know that the music's fine, like sparkling wine. Go and have your fun.
Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're apart, don't give your heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna
be. Welcome back, everybody. Fly Jams Friday.
So, darling, say the last dance for me.
There you go. We're starting out with a special Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is off, so we're not going to do the instant requests this morning, but we have a special Fly Jams Friday. And that was the number one fly jam of 1960. We're starting in 1960. We're going up through 2000. So you will hear the number one fly jams of each of those years. And if you were born in between any of those years, you will find out this morning what your fly jam of your lifetime, of your birth date was. So if you're born in 1960, Save the Last Dance for Me by the Drifters. Now, Esmeralda, you were born 83.
Yes.
Dan Shagru was born 81. Dan Long, what year were you born?
89.
Oh, my God. You're a child. 89. Vic was born. When was Vic born? In the 70s. I'm almost positive it was in the 70s. We'll find out. So it's like, so 89 for Dan Long. Dan Shagru, 81. Esmeralda, 83. And then we'll find out what Vic was born. We'll figure that out. Okay, if you were born in 1961, this is your fly jam, everybody.
I've been standing here waiting, Miss Maple's mind, so patiently. For just a card, for just a letter, say he's returning home to me. Please, Miss Maple's mind. Oh, yeah. Please, Miss Maple's mind. Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. That's a good one. The Marvelettes. Again, a great name, don't you think, Esmeralda?
That's not. I like anything with a let.
Yeah, on the end. And they're marvelous. They are marvelous women, so they're Marvelettes. See?
That works.
Yeah. That was 1961. 1962, for those of you who were born in 1962, this is your fly jam.
You gotta walk through my dukedom. Paradise we will share. Yes, I'm going to love you. Oh, oh, nothing can stop me now. Cause I'm the Duke of Earl.
Yeah, Duke of Earl, Gene Chandler. You got to love the Duke of Earl. You got to love the bass. Boom, 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 boom. You don't hear that kind of stuff anymore. Esmeralda, in this modern stuff, does anybody go boom, 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 boom?
Not exactly.
No?
No.
Like you don't, like Kanye doesn't boom, 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 boom.
I don't think so.
No?
No. Maybe that Bruno Mars might do something.
Bruno Mars would boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, he might do something.
He's kind of a throwback dude.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. God, I remember the first time I heard Uptown Funk, I almost busted every piece of furniture in my house because I thought it was such a massive jam. I don't listen to the radio or anything. My first exposure to Uptown Funk was on SNL, was when Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars were the musical guests on SNL. And I just was like, what the hell is this? That song rules. All right, 1963. Here's your fly jam of 1963. Doolang, doolang, doolang. Doolang, doolang. He's so fine. Doolang, doolang, doolang. Wish he were mine. Doolang, doolang, doolang. That handsome boy over there. Doolang, doolang. One with the wavy hair. Doolang, doolang. I don't know how I'm gonna do it. Doolang, doolang, but I'm gonna make it mine. Doolang, doolang, be the envy of all the girls. The Chiffons. He's so fine, the Chiffons. Named after a material. Esmeralda, do you own a lot of chiffon?
No. I own some tulle.
Jethro Tull?
No.
Oh. So, you can't say
no,
I own...
No, unfortunately not.
You
no,
can't
not
say
Jethro Tull.
I own some tulle on this show and expect it not to be Jethro Tull.
Tulle. I own tulle.
Tulle. Okay. Those guys are good, too, man. I like Maynard. Okay. 1964. Are you ready for 1964?
Yes.
Okay. 1964. Here we go. You sound really enthused. Now that I surrender, so how is me? You're not. That's Fly. 1964, The Supremes. We should dedicate that to Herb, because Herb saw Diana Ross just this last week. All right, 1965. Hey, you know what? I was born in 1965.
You don't say.
Isn't that craziness? I got to say, when I saw that this was the number one Fly jam of the year I was born, I was like, this is awesome. Here we go. When I call your name, girl, it starts to flame. Burning in my heart, tearing it all apart. No matter how I try, my love, I can't hide. Oh, sugar pie, honey pie, sugar pie. You know that I wait for you. Hey, I'm myself. I love you and nobody else. Yeah, I'm happy about that.
Four Tops. Is that
Four
who that
Tops,
is?
Man. Four Tops. 1965, Year of My Birth. That was the fly jam of the year. Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie, Honey Bunch. Fly. F-L-Y. Okay. Okay, 1966. We're moving on. 1966, everybody. Yeah, 1966. Yeah. Number one fly jam, 1966. Boy, this is a good one, too, man. When a man loves a woman, can't keep his mind on nothing else. He changed the world for a good thing he's found. If she is bad, he can see it. She can do no wrong. Turn his back on his best friend. Such a great song. Percy Sledge. So basically, I'm just looking at the list, you know, because we are now going to do 1967 and go all the way up through 2000. Basically, for about the next 15, they're all kick-ass. Because we are now in the wheelhouse of the best R&B period in music.
Yeah, now we're getting a little bit of soul in there.
Yeah, now it's we're at the late 60s into the 70s. This is the period where R&B music was the best stuff on the planet, basically. So for the next bunch of them, they're all going to kick ass. So let me just say already, I don't have to say this for every one of them. For the next bunch, all fly. Let me just say that they all fall squarely into the category of absolutely fly. All right? So let's start this stretch and streak of flyness with the 1967 number one fly jam of the year. What you need to, you know I got it too. All I'm asking you is for a little respect when you come just home. Just a little bit. Hey, baby, just a little when bit. When you go home, just a little bit. Mister, just a little bit. I ain't gonna do you wrong while you're gone. I ain't gonna do you wrong, cause I don't wanna. All I'm asking you is for a little respect when you just come home. Just a little bit, baby, just a little when bit. When you go home. Yeah, man. So that's what I'm saying. That the fly streak will commence, has commenced. All right, we are doing a special Fly Jams Friday, where we're playing all the fly jams, the number one fly jams between 1960 and 2000, and you can find out what your fly jam is on the year of your birth as well. They'll be played. All right, we're going to take a break. We got the news coming up on 720 WGN, and then more Fly Jams Friday, the special edition.
Watching the ships rolling. Then I watch them roll away again, yeah. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
1968. One of the flyest artists in the history of R&B, the great, the incredible Otis Redding. So that was the number one fly jam of 1968, Otis Redding, sitting on the dock of the bay. That is Otis Redding, arguably one of the greatest R&B artists that ever lived, ever.
Yeah, there's a couple Otis Reddings that could have qualified, depending on...
Cause on the year.
He released a bunch of music kind of right towards the end of his life.
Yeah, well, and he was only 20. He was in his 20s when he died. And we were talking about this with Fly Jam Bob a couple of weeks ago, or perhaps it was last week, about what could you imagine if he had lived the insane amount of mastery that we would have heard over before he was taken.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. Okay, that was 1968. Here's the deal. It's Nick DiGilio. It's Fly Jams Friday. It's a special Fly Jams Friday. DJ Shagru is on vacation, so we're doing a special thing here where we are going to play the number one Fly Jam of each year between 1960 and 2000. Here's 1969. We got Mary dancing in the traffic room there. She's boogieing. Mary was getting down.
Best song ever.
That song rules. 1969. Mary, you don't want to give away what year you were born, do you?
I'm 61. You did the Postman song.
Yeah. Please, Mr. Postman. There you go. Yeah, that was... Boy, Mary was boogieing. That was good, Mary. It's only 4:36 in the morning and you're dancing.
Got to get started sometime.
See, that's why we do this every Friday. Get people boogieing in the house or in the car.
Yeah,
it wakes you up. Here's some fly jams. 1970, we're 1 year away from Vic's birth.
His parents are still happy. They don't have children. No.
Oh, man.
Hey, I'm listening, Esmeralda, while I write the
he's
news.
He's still here, Esmeralda. He didn't leave.
Are you the oldest?
Middle child.
Oh, so yeah, they already were. They were already.
Yeah. Okay, Jan Brady. All right. 1970. As I said, this is a strong part of this list.
Yeah.
I mean, as I said, starting with around 66, man, it doesn't stop for a bunch of years. And again, Mary cleaning up her office space, boogieing.
Cleaning, dancing while she's cleaning.
Man.
That was my first album.
That
Jackson
was?
Jackson 5.
Jackson 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were great.
I usually do the dance move, the spin.
Yeah.
Spin in hands.
The spin and the point.
And the hand. Yeah,
that's right. All right, 1971, the year of Vic Vaughn's birth. Vic, are you ready?
Do it.
This is your fly jam.
This couldn't be a dream, or to real, it all seems. But it was just my imagination once again, running away with me. Tell you it was just my imagination.
Good one, huh, Vic?
I dig it.
The Temptations.
Yeah.
Doesn't get much better than the Temps, man.
I was into it after a couple of seconds, man. That's just...
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's Friday morning, man. Time to get fly. 1972. You know, Kay Powell is not up in the morning anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's on that afternoon show. So he won't be able to hear this from his favorite artist, but this was number one fly jam 1972.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Yeah. Old Bill Withers, man. Gotta love Bill Withers.
Favorite part of the song when you can start clapping.
Yeah. Well, just call, I'm a brother when you need a hand.
That's good.
1973.
And there he was, this young boy, a stranger to my eyes, strumming my fate with his fingers.
One time.
Singing my life.
I'm telling you, this.
Bow, bow, bow,
yeah. The Fugees. Yeah. I was never a fan of that.
The remake?
No. No. I mean, I Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill's amazing. Lauryn Hill is amazing. She is incredible, has an incredible voice. One of the most beautiful women that I've ever seen in my life. Like, Lauryn Hill, just she's, you look at her and you go, ah! Because she's so beautiful.
You're the frightened.
I know. It's like I looked at Gags the Clown. No. Lauryn Hill is beautiful, but that, I was not on board with that. I just...
All right.
Yeah. This is a beauty. 1974. We are now kind of like right in the time when like R&B is dominating the entire universe as far as I'm concerned. That, of course, is one of those times when instrumentals were top of the charts. That's TSOP, The Sound of Philadelphia by MFSB, featuring the 3 Degrees.
Okay.
It was the longest title of all time.
I wish there was more abbreviations in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1975. Another instrumental. Right. Average white band with Pick Up the Pieces, numbers, that's 1975. All right, now we're just going to have to start flipping chairs.
Oh, boy.
It's time to flip chairs.
Chairs shall we put out?
We'll just bust everything in the room.
Okay.
1976. You shine star, and who you are, shine bright to see. Shine and star, and you to see. Put your life and truly be. Shine and star, and you to see. Put your life and truly be. Shine and star, and you to see. Put your life and truly be. Yeah. It's a jam. 40 years ago, that was the number one fly jam. 1977. This is one of my favorite songs ever in the history of hearing.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Number one fly jam, 1977. It's really hard for me to measure how much I love that song.
That's a good song.
Oh, my God, do I love that song. It's one of my favorite songs. You know, I've often talked in the past about songs that are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there are perfect songs. That's a perfect song.
Oh, wow.
And it's the opening scene of Boogie Nights. So right there, it's like, as soon as, you know, like, and it was as soon as I saw Boogie Nights, it started and this song kicked in, I went, well, this is going to be the greatest movie of all time. And clearly, Paul Thomas Anderson, after this movie, will make the best movie ever made. I knew that he would make Magnolia. As soon as I saw the beginning, I was like, he's going to make my favorite movie of all time.
Well, I heard that you liked this song. So yeah. I'm going to put it in the beginning.
And if you remember the shot, the opening shot of Boogie Nights?
Oh, gosh.
One real long take from a crane shot all the way into the club. It's I want to say, 4.5-5 minute take, easy,
and all one shot.
All one shot. That's right. Nick DiGilio here, Fly Jams Friday, 1978. That's your number one. That's your number one fly jam from 1978. Here's 1979. Aren't you the one who tried to hurt me with goodbye? You think I crumbled? You think I lay down and die? Oh, no, not I. I will survive. Oh, as long as I know how to love, I know I'll be alive. I've got all my life to live. I've got all my love to give. And I'll survive. I will survive. Hey, that's right. That's right.
Breakup song.
It's a, what?
The boyfriend.
The boyfriend,
that's
yeah.
That's the song we all play.
Ah, yeah. It still is.
Yeah, still is.
Yeah, it is. It's also a gay anthem. Big in the gay community. 1980, this is one of my favorites. 1980. It's my favorite Michael Jackson song ever. You gotta feel that heat, and we can ride the boogie. Great song. Rock With You, my favorite Michael Jackson song. Okay, it's the year of Dan Shugrue's birth, everyone. My great producer Dan Shugrue was born in 1981, and this is your number one fly jam for 1981. Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
Yeah.
Do you think
I don't know, man.
Do you think they just blared this in the hospital every time a birth happened.
In 1981?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. So
seems
now,
like it would have been behind the ball a little bit for 81.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's that whole thing where the end of the 70s blend into the early 80s.
Yeah, you could hear the influence, you know, in there. All right, 1982. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're gonna move on. 1983.
There's a special kind of magic in the air when you find another heart that needs to share. Baby, come to me. Let me put my arms around you.
Seem a little disappointed, Esmeralda.
Hoping for a little Michael Jackson, but all right.
I thought for sure it was going to be Michael Jackson.
Well, it's a jam. It's a jam.
That is a jam. But that's Esmeralda's year of birth, 1983. That's the year Esmeralda was born. It's the year I graduated high school. 1984. Come on. Weird to me that Prince was the number one in 1984, but James Ingram and Patty Austin were number one in 83. Doesn't that seem weird?
Well, when did...
What?
Maybe it was later in
Purple Rain came out in 84, but no. I mean, Michael Jackson, 83. It should have been Michael, you know.
Oh. Thriller. Well, take it up with DJ.
I don't know if... I think DJ Shagru just looked... I mean, I think he took it up with whatever, you know, reference he used. Mm. All right, this one we're going to go real fast. 1985, we're just going to 2 seconds of it. Part-time lover. 1986. It's funny how you can just hear the progression, like the way it sounds.
Yeah.
This is so 80s. Like, listen to that synthesizer. Bim, 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 bim. All right, here's the next one. I'm surprised this was the number one Fly Jam 1987. All right, we're going to skip around a little bit because I'm looking at this list here. 1989 for Dan. We got to hear that. 1989. Okay, Dan, you ready?
Here we go.
Yep. Happy about that one, Dan?
You could do worse than that, I think.
Not much. That's Paula Abdul, 1989.
Okay. It's a jam.
All right. That's the year of Dan Long's birth. Okay. I skipped over to one because this is one of my favorites and I just wanted to play it. It's 1991, the number one Fly Jam.
You're probably going to say I look lovely, but you probably don't think nothing of me. She was right, though. I can't lie. She's just one of those corners of my mind, and I just put her right back.
Rest in peace, man, Prince B. Yeah. Esmeralda hates PM Dawn.
I don't hate them.
How could you hate PM Dawn?
I heard them way too much back when they were big.
You can never hear them way too much. All right, are you ready for this? We're skipping to 1994.
Okay. Can somebody tell me how to get things back the way they used to be?
Oh, God, give me no reason. I'm down on bending knees. I'll never walk again. Jam.
Yeah.
Boys to Men, baby. That's 1994. Fly time, right there in the night. That's that fly period where the word fly is associated with jams.
Well, they're the New Jack Swing.
That's right, New Jack Swing. All right, 1995. This one makes me very happy. 1995. I love that video so much. Oh man, the pajamas.
I think there's two versions too.
Is there?
There's a sexier version.
Is there?
I think, but it's more the men.
Oh, you mean like the shirtless dudes were all okay.
It's not real, it's not them. It's
damn
the men.
It. 1996. She got tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash fast when it comes to the gas. By no means average, it's on when she's got to have it. Baby, you're a perfect 10. I want to get in. Can I get down so I can? I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got to bag it up. Bag it up, girl. My favorite is in the background. No diggity. That's like my favorite is the dude in the background go off mic going, no diggity. That song rules. Okay. Now we're going to get all sad.
Oh, boy.
Are we ready to be all sad?
Okay.
1997. Ian.
Lip-sync well, in my mirror as a child.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for the past six songs that I played in a row, Esmeralda was singing along to every single word here in the studio.